الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الياسين He said ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam, Alla ta'abudu shaitan. O children of Adam, alayhi salam, ya bani Adam, did you not make an ahad, did you not make a covenant, a promise, an oath with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alla ta'abudu shaitan, that you will not worship the shaitan. That you will not worship the shaitan. Allah did not say that you will not follow the shaitan. Allah ta'abudu shaitan. He did not say Allah atiyu shaitan, no. He said Allah ta'abudu shaitan. That you will not worship the shaitan. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Truly and verily, he is an open enemy to you. Wa ani'buduni. Worship me. Hadha siratu mustaqim. That is the path of steadfastness. My question to myself and you is, have you seen anybody worshipping shaitan? So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, why is He saying don't worship shaitan? Why is He saying that you promise that you will not worship shaitan? Because the meaning of ibadah is to obey. The meaning of ibadah is to obey. What is the dalil for this? It's not my fatwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Adi bin Hatim radiallahu anhu, when he first came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was from the tribe of Tai. He was the son of Hatim of Tai. And they were Christians. They were from the Najd. Nestorian Christians. So he came and he had a big cross round his neck. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these people have taken their priests as their objects of worship. So Adi bin Hatim radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, we do not worship our priests. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is it not correct that your priests have made haram what Allah made halal and you obeyed them? He said, that is true. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it not true that your priests made halal what Allah has made haram and you obeyed that? He said, yes, that is true. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is worship. He said, that is worship. If you look at what the Christians do, Isa alayhi salam never ate any pork because pork is haram for the Jews, and Isa alayhi salam came with the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam never ate any pork, but the Christians, pork is a staple of their diet. From where did it come? It's not in their religion. The Bible does not make pork halal. So how come they eat pork? Because their priests made it halal. So their priests made halal what Allah had made haram. There is no alcohol, there is no drinking of alcohol which is jaiz in either Judaism or in Christianity. But the priests introduced in their worship the drinking of wine as part of Catholic worship. When they take the sacrament, they drink wine. I'm saying this not to criticize the Christians and the Jews, that is not our concern. I'm mentioning this to explain to you what is the meaning of worshipping of shaitan. It's to obey the shaitan. Now let us come to our Sharia. The Sharia of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is not only binding on us, but which we Muslims accept is binding on us. And how do we accept how do we accept that it is binding on us? By saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. That is all. That is the ahad with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The promise and the covenant and the oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will worship only Him and that we will not worship the shaitan. What is that oath? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So I remind myself and you, first of all, ask yourself, is this oath, have you taken this oath? Are you on this oath? Or are you not on this oath? There is no compulsion in religion for those who are not inside the religion. For those who have not yet entered Islam, there is no compulsion for them to enter Islam. So make up your mind, if you are not in Islam, then you remain wherever you are, it doesn't matter. There is no compulsion on you, we are not forcing you to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We are not forcing you. Most welcome, if you have not taken that oath, most welcome, stay wherever you are. But if you have taken this oath, and do remember, the taking of the oath is a conscious action. It is not accidental, it is not because you came out of the womb of your mother and your mother happens to be Muslim. It is something to be done consciously. Iqrarum bil lisan, tasdeequm bil qalb, wa iqrarum bil lisan, wa amal bil arkan. Three conditions. That you believe this in your heart, that you say it with your tongue, and that your amal are according to this kalima tayyiba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three conditions for the acceptance of the kalima. So please make up your mind, decide, have you done this? Let me decide, have I done this? Do I really believe in my heart that there is no one worthy of worship, meaning obedience, meaning worship, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last and final messenger after whom there is no messenger. Do I believe this in my heart or not? If the answer is yes, have I said it with my tongue? If the answer is yes, is this visible in my amal? Then I have taken the oath. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us and saying, you have taken this oath that you will not worship shaitan. So how come you worship shaitan? Leave the worship of shaitan, worship me. Hada siratum mustaqim. That is the path of steadfastness which will take you to the Jannah. The reason I am saying this is because we are coming to the last 2 days of this year 2013, when every force and everything in society is gearing up to try to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible in as many ways as possible. See the billboards. See the billboards in the city. They are themselves saying, please come to the most sinful night. Not my words, their words on the billboard. The person writing the billboard is saying that this is a sinful night. But he is inviting you to the sinful night. Saying, please come to the sinful night. A night that is full of music, which is haram in Islam. A night which is full of dancing, girls and boys and men and women, which is haram in Islam. A night which is full of drinking of alcohol and Allah knows fornication and whatever else, all of which is haram in Islam. I'm spelling it out because sometimes some people are so dense, they don't want to see what their eyes can see. They don't want to accept what their eyes can see. They are calling it a sinful night. But how come they're inviting you? Because they want to show you that to sin is cool. To chill out, man, chill out. People have all this new terminology, chill out. To chill out is cool. And what is that cool? To sin. To be in the company of people who are openly sinning, who are openly committing haram, who are openly committing sin, who are openly committing to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be in their company, to be seen in their company, we consider this to be a sign of our position in society. And you know that is true. That is very true. Please understand this, I have no quarrel with that. That is your position in society. No doubt about this. That is your position in society. You are going to be judged by the company you keep. And remember that there are malaika standing on the doors of all of those clubs and all of those night parties and of all of those hotels, taking down and listing down the names of the people who have come, who are paying money to be there and to be in the company of people who have gathered for no purpose other than to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun, that there are Muslims in those lists. Shame on those Muslims. They have no ghira. Beghairat budde, beghairat buddhya, apni aulaad ko le jaake jahannam mein dhakal rahe. They are paying for their children to fall into the hellfire. They have no ghira, they have no sharam, no haya, no sense. They take their children to these clubs. They pay for their membership. They get their membership in those clubs. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. And they consider this to be their the hallmark, the symbol of their position in society. And as I said, absolutely right. Absolutely correct. That is your position in society. Your position in society is that of somebody who has spent money and who is making an effort to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to either give you sense and turn you or show you the effect of your action. Since you are paying for it, you should get what you are paying for. Why must you not get what you are paying for? Right? Customer service, what does it mean? The service provider must give you what you have paid for. So if you have paid for that party, then let you see the effect of that, inshallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There should be absolutely no need for me to sit and say this. But you know and I know that even after I say all this, there will be those without any shame and without any haya who will still find themselves in the middle of those dens of vice. And they will have all kinds of excuses. Absolutely no problem. You have declared your position with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then wait for Malakul Maut to come. Because nobody is going to change that. Nobody is going to change that. Wait for Malakul Maut to come. Last week, one of our brothers passed away. How did he pass away? He was in Salah. He prayed the first rakat. Second rakat in Sujood, he had a brain hemorrhage and he collapsed. That also is a way of dying. That also is a way of dying. And you know and I know that we will be resurrected in the state that we die in. So I am saying to you that I have made dua many times. Oh Allah, take my life when I am in sajda. If you have the guts to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sit and make dua. Put your head in sujood and make dua and say, oh Allah, take my life when I am sitting in that club. If you think what you are doing is right, make this dua. Oh Allah, take my life when I am sitting in that club. Shame and shame and shame on you. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Those who do these things. Because we go against the promise, the oath that we took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers, I want to remind you, there is a price to pay. Make no mistake whatsoever. There is a price to pay and you will pay the price. Take my word for it. Write it down. This day, this time, this so-and-so said this. You will pay the price. And you will know that you are paying the price. And you will cry tears of blood which will do you no good whatsoever. Leave the company of such people. Take out this nuhusat from your life. Or be prepared for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend on your heads. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.